Armstrong, the all-American boy.
Wave the flag for Hudson High, boys. Show them how we stand. Ever shall our team be champions, known throughout the land.
The black vulture hovers over our nation, casting a shadow of crime on our war effort. The black vulture, symbol of dishonesty, of selfishness, of greed.
Out to the silencer. Uncle Jim's plan to capture the notorious black marketeer, the Black Vulture, hinges on the rivalry of these two gang leaders. He believes that when the silencer finds out that the briefcase is filled with counterfeit coupons instead of the genuine stamps he paid for, he will lead Jack Armstrong and Billy to the Vulture's hideout. It looks as though Uncle Jim's reasoning was sound, for yesterday we heard the silencer give orders to the old newsman to contact members of his gang and have them appear at the roadhouse. Just as the old man started out of the building, the silencer heard Jack and Billy in the hallway upstairs. Let's find out if our two friends were discovered.
Have your gun ready, Harry. I tell you, I heard a noise at the head of these stairs. Maybe the wind just blew the door open. We'll see. All right, turn that light out. All right, duck down now. Duck down. I'll push this door open all of a sudden. If you hear anyone move out there, shoot. Okay, boss. Whenever you're ready. Here we go. Anything?
No, not a thing. But look, the outside door's open.
That must have been what I heard. I thought I closed that door, though.
You did, but I don't think you locked it.
Well, it's a cinch nobody could hide in this hole. The rest of these doors are locked tight.
There's nobody else out here, is the boss?
Nah, some of the boys came out with me, but they drove back into town a little while ago.
Well, look, boss, you want me to get in your car and round up the boys, don't you?
Yeah. Get into the city as soon as possible. Have the whole gang meet me out here. I don't care how late they show up, but tell them to get out of here before tomorrow morning. I'll show that black vulture he can't pull a fast one on me. Here's what's wrong. Night locks off the door. The wind must have blown it open.
You want me to tell the guys to come well-heeled?
Yes. Tell them to bring their guns. The vulture's probably got a mob just waiting for us to show up. I told him I'd pay him a visit if everything wasn't on the up and up. He thinks he's too important anyhow. It's about time somebody put him in his place.
You're the one who can do it, boss. Hey, look. How much extra dough is there in for me if I get the guys rounded up for you?
A chiseler, Harry. Okay, there's 25 bucks in it for you.
Hey, thanks, Silencer. Thanks a lot. Where's your car?
It's out and back. Come on. I'll walk out there with you. Now, look. Get one thing straight. Tell the mob that I want him to get out here as soon as possible. And look, if Tony's come back to town, tell him I'd like to use his bulletproof car.
We'll take this vulture guy for a nice little ride and teach him that it doesn't pay to double-cross the silencer.
Yeah, boss. I've got to get in touch with Tony, too.
Come on, Jack. Let's get out of here before that guy gets back.
Okay, Billy. Drop down to the floor. It's a good thing this old chandelier was strong enough to hold both of us. Go ahead, drop down to the floor.
Okay, Jack. Here I go.
Stand clear down there. I can't see where I'm jumping in the dark.
Okay, Jack. I'm standing clear.
Boy, oh boy. When I heard those two guys start up the stairway, I thought sure we'd be caught. It was an inspiration of yours to get up on that chandelier.
They never thought to look over their heads, thank goodness. Well, what now, Jack? What do we do?
Well, the first thing we're going to do is get out of this building. Come on.
Gee whiz, Uncle Jim was right about this whole thing, wasn't he? The silencer is out to get the Black Vulture.
Uncle Jim is very seldom wrong, Billy. Be careful when you step outside. Stay close to the building. Here, I better go first. Follow me, Billy.
Okay, Jack, I'm right behind you.
I wonder where those two fellows went.
They said the car was around the back of the building. That's this way, Jack.
Well, keep your eyes open, Billy. Harry's got the car started. Oh, boy, this place will be busy in a few hours, won't it?
And how? The silencer told him to bring the whole gang out here. Gee whiz, I wish we could get in touch with Uncle Jim.
There's no chance of that now, Billy.
Hey, Jack, get down, get down. He's coming. coming out on this driveway.
Yes, hide here in this tall grass on set for me.
Move over, Jack, move over. I'm practically on the driveway.
Okay, but how's that? Lie perfectly still, Billy. The silencer's coming this way. Oh, I hope he doesn't turn on that flashlight again.
I won't even breathe, Jack.
I'll show that black vulture that he's just a small town mug. Sell me out for $25,000, will he? I'll show him.
Keep down, Billy, keep down.
I got my face right in the mud. You went back in the roadhouse, Jack. Now, come on. Let's get back to civilization where we can telephone Uncle Jim.
We don't dare leave now, Billy. We have to keep our eye on that man every second.
But why, Jack? He said his gang won't be out here until, well, maybe a couple of hours. By that time, we could get to a telephone and call Uncle Jim.
I know we could, Billy. But you remember what Uncle Jim told us. We should try to keep our eyes on that briefcase until the silencer takes us to the Black Vulture. Now, those are Uncle Jim's instructions, and we have to follow them out to the letter. I'll tell you what we better do, though, Billy.
What's that?
I noticed the rural free delivery mailbox at the entrance to this driveway.
Yes, so did I, Jack, but how's that going to help us?
Have you got a pencil?
Yeah, I got a pencil. Want some paper, too?
No. Oh, tear a page out of my notebook.
Well, what are you going to do?
I'm going to write Uncle Jim a short note and put it in that mailbox just as precaution.
Does that mean you intend to stay out here for a couple of days?
If necessary, Billy, yes. Now, come on. Let's get over to that mailbox and I'll write the note.
Gee whiz, Jack. The mailman never comes out here to this club anymore. It's been closed for years. What good will it do to put a note in the mailbox?
It may not do any good, Billy. But then again, what if we're captured? How will Uncle Jim or the FBI men know where this place is?
That's why I think it'd be a good idea to get someplace where we can telephone. We have the number of Betty's hotel.
All right, Billy, if you want to do that, go ahead.
You mean alone?
One of us has to stay here and watch out for that briefcase.
Okay, Jack, we'll both stay then. Well, here's your mailbox. But it hasn't been used for 5 years. Look, it's all rusty.
Now, let me have that pencil.
What are you going to write?
I'm just going to write down the name of this roadhouse. There we are. Quiet Haven. My initials, J.A. Let me see. I better... Yes, I'll write Uncle Jim's name and address on the other side. James Fairfield Hotel, Chicago, Illinois.
But how will he get it? We don't have a stamp.
I have a stamp here in my wallet. Hold this a second, Billy.
Okay.
Sure, I have one here someplace. Yes, here we are. Okay, let me have it, Billy. I'll just paste it right here on the upper right-hand corner. There you are. No, put it inside that mailbox.
I'll bet you 2-1 the mailman doesn't pick it up.
Put it in anyhow. Swell. Now, Billy, raise that little tin flag. That'll show that there's something in there.
Oh, is that what those little tin flags are for?
Yes. When they're raised, it means that there's some mail to be picked up. Now, come on. Let's get back to the roadhouse. If we're able to watch the silencer, we may learn more about the black market operations.
Okay, Jack. Hey, look. Here comes another car.
That couldn't be the old newsman Harry coming back already.
Why not? Maybe just drove to a gas station someplace and telephoned the mob.
No, he wouldn't do that, Billy. Maybe some farmer who lives down this side road. We'd better be careful to stay out of the beam of his headlights just in case it's another member of the silencer's gang.
Well, look, why can't we just lie here in the tall grass again? Why do we have to go back inside that roadhouse?
We'll be safer hiding in there than we would be out here. Say, that automobile is really speeding along this rough road.
He's gonna see us standing here at the gate. Come on.
Billy, I just happened to think of something. We won't have any way of following the silencer when he and his gang go to the vulture's hideout.
Doggone it, that's right, Jack.
I'll tell you what we'll do, Billy. We'll watch our chance and take the distributor head off one of their cars. That'll force him to leave it behind.
Hey, that's a swell idea, Jack. But boy, it'll be plenty dangerous.
Yes, I know it will, Billy. Oh, fall flat in your face in the grass. That automobile's gonna turn in here. See, it's slowing down.
Doggone it, the mosquitoes are plenty thick in this high grass.
Stop complaining. It hides us perfectly.
Boy, Jack, look at the size of that automobile. That costs plenty of dough.
It's a chauffeur-driven limousine. Now be quiet, Billy. They're stopping near the door of the roadhouse.
Wait right here. I'll be out in a few minutes.
Say, I wonder who that is.
Of course, I may have been seeing things, but I thought that man was wearing a mask of some kind over his face.
You saw that too, huh? He was wearing a mask, Billy.
The chauffeur got back in the car.
Well, look, Billy, crawl through the grass toward that door.
What, gee, Jack, do we have to?
I want to find out who that man is.
Okay, there's no use arguing with you. Let's go.
Quiet, Billy, quiet. That chauffeur may have his windows open. He'll hear us.
Oh, go on, these mosquitoes.
Billy, quiet, I said.
I'm trying to be quiet, Jack, but that mosquito just bit me.
All right. No, crawl to the left.
I hope that moon stays back of those clouds. If that chauffeur is a member of their gang and sees it, oh boy, why do I have to get into situations like this?
Freeze, Billy, freeze. The chauffeur's throwing his spotlight over this way. Don't move, Billy, don't move.
I couldn't move if I wanted to, Jack. My belt snagged on a piece of bailing wire.
Don't try to loosen it now. There, he's swung the light back again. Come on, let's move forward.
Look, let's get up and make a run for it. The door's only about 10 feet away.
No, Billy, keep crawling. Stop talking. Okay, Billy, come on now. Let's get inside the door.
Shall I close the door, Jack?
Wait till I throw off this night switch.
Where to now, Jack?
Straight ahead to that door leading down to the basement. Same one we listened at before. Now, Billy, if you hear anyone coming, get back up on that chandelier.
I feel like a monkey sitting up there.
That doesn't make any difference. All right, now hold it. Here's the door.
But you're not giving me a chance to explain, Sanitary.
There's nothing to explain. You double-crossed me, and you know what I do to double-cross it.
Yes, I've heard of your crude methods of disposal.
I wonder who that guy is.
I don't know, Billy. Listen.
You've been king of this racket long enough. From now on, I'm running this town, see?
Sanitary, you're being very foolish. You should have let me explain how this whole thing happened.
You tried to explain it once. I don't believe a word you told me. You're just trying to throw a scare into me for some reason or other. Well, I don't scare easy, mister.
Every word I told you is a truth, Sanitary.
How can I believe a man wearing a mask? Take that mask off your face.
Not as long as I'm alive, Sanitary.
Look, Mr. Wise Guy, I'm the one that's holding the gun this time. I said take the mask off, didn't I?
Keep away from the silencer, you'll be sorry.
Make one move and I'll drill you.
There must be some enemy of the silencers.
Jack, let's get out of here.
Now make one move and it'll be your last. You won't take the mask off, huh? All right, then I will. It can't be. No. It can't be. You.
Silencer. Now that you know who I am, that's the last thing you'll ever do.
I wonder what's happening down there now.
I can't hear a thing. Neither one of them are saying anything. Oh, they're coming up the stairway. Let's get outside.
Yes, Billy, let's. Hurry. Dive into that high grass again, Billy.
Okay, Jack, let's go.
Right behind you, Billy. Keep quiet, Billy. Keep quiet, for goodness sakes. Don't move a muscle. That was the same man that went in there. The man that was wearing the mask.
Did you get a look at his face?
No, he had his head pulled over it. Well, there he goes. I wonder what happened in there. It's funny the silencer didn't come out, too. Come on, Billy. We're going inside there and find out.
What is the mystery of Quiet Haven? Something happened inside that roadhouse. What was it? Oh, boy, you'll want to know. And so will I. So be sure, all of you, to listen in Monday to the next exciting episode of Jack Armstrong and the Black Vulture.
Wave the flag for Hudson High, boys. Show them how we stand. Ever shall our team be champions, known throughout the land.
This is Norman Kraft saying goodbye for today and inviting you to be with us Monday for another exciting adventure with Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy.
This is the American Broadcasting Company.